We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you guys have been dealing with back pain, neck pain, arthritis, IBS, migraines, and you just haven't been able to get a handle on it, try out CBD. And Strava Craft Coffee is packed with CBD. It's been known to help cure a lot of those problems, a lot of other short-term and long-term problems as well. You guys can get Strava Craft Coffee for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20. That's online at StravaCraftCoffee.com. Look, Strava Craft Coffee is awesome. I've been drinking it for years, ever since they started promoting it on the podcast, and I love it. I drink a cup every morning. That's a lot of coffee, but, you know, I got to get my Strava fix in. So you guys can get Strava Craft Coffee. Of course, it's packed with CBD. It can help cure a lot of those long-term and short-term problems that just keep nagging you. You can get it for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20 online at StravaCraftCoffee.com.
A sports theme, and I did not have a piano in the hotel where I was staying, so I did probably what many of you have done, faced with a similar situation. I called my answering machine at home, and I left a message for myself. And although that sounds goofy, what happened was that theme that I sang into the machine is the theme that they play every time the Chicago Bulls crush another basketball team. So I am singing themes into my machine regularly. And special bonus for you folks, I have brought the original answering machine tape with me so I can play it for you. I know you were dying to hear it. There we go. But it has to be played on the original answering machine. So here now, the original demo tape for this particular song for pro basketball.
Hi, this is a message for me about the NBA theme. Here's an idea. It goes like this.
Welcome in, everybody, to might be a little bit of a rough go of casual Friday. It might be a very casual Friday, I would say.
Yeah, I would say disruptingly casual.
Disruptingly casual Friday here. But look at us. We are live
from... Look at us, baby.
Look at us. Who thought we would be here? Well, I thought we'd be here 4 months ago, but here we are. producer Allie.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate
it. Giving some crotch etiquette over here to Harrison. Allie, you can just yell those out. You know, you could break that fourth wall. Welcome in, everybody, to the DMBA show, Casual Friday edition, and the last Casual Friday before Fridays get uncasual.
Oh, boy.
You know, I love this show, but thank freaking God. Thank God.
I agree. We made it 4 months doing the show, and I loved every second of it. But you know what? Tomorrow we talk about basketball. That's what we're going to preview in the show. We're going to preview tomorrow's game, playing some fun games. I'm Adam Matas. I'm joined by my esteemed colleagues in the flesh. It's D-Line Co. You know him as D-Line Co.
Did you remember me being this fleshy?
I don't remember you being this fleshy. Yeah, you look great. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Also to my right.
Am I fleshy?
You look fleshy as well. The man with the wind in his hair. The John Tesh of the DNBA show.
I'm honored.
You are the most adult contemporary one of us. Yeah.
John Tesh doesn't know the meaning of Casual Friday. That is a very formal man.
Do you? I just watching that video, I'm left with two thoughts. Number one, Rand Ball Rock. Wow. I miss when gentlemen would wear just a vest.
Oh, I know. The Just Vest look is
the
good.
Vest is underrated. It the is vest underrated. Is underrated. You know what's also underrated? Leaving voicemails for yourself.
But I like taking the three-piece suit down to a one-piece suit. That's casual. Yeah,
that's how you do it. And then you roll up the sleeves even more. That's my look right there. It's a sloppy look. Vote's not with us. He is off. He adopted a child today. Being perfectly honest,
it's a furry child.
It's a furry child. Yeah. I believe 8 pounds, 20 inches long. Very healthy baby.
Do you think that there's no way that his furry child weighs 8 pounds?
It's probably not. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys can hear. This is DNVR in a nutshell, but. We chose today to launch this show from the bar to our first live episode right here with all of our setup. And I guess you can't hear it, but I can hear it. And there's somebody running a jackhammer directly above us right now.
There's somebody drilling through a 1 foot thick lead pipe right above us.
Us.
So. This is what it sounds like in my head all the time. Just
I watched an Unsolved Mysteries actually just this week about these people all over the earth that hear this very loud hum.
And they go to like Santa Fe.
Yeah, there is a place. It's Taos. It's Taos.
Taos. Where there's the vibration. I know this. Listen, I understand. I've solved many mysteries in my life. I know. I know what it's all about.
I love that show. Unsolved Mysteries. As far as bad shows go, it's very.
Good. I'll hear more about this episode. You hear vibration in your ear.
That's all there is. Yeah, you hear this very low hum that never stops.
Yeah.
It's like a.
You wouldn't understand. Don't worry. About it. Just don't worry about it. Don't trouble yourself.
I don't want to understand.
Don't trouble yourself.
These people are actually tortured by it, and it just like started.
I would think so.
But all right, so guys, this is the final episode before we start talking about Denver Nuggets basketball. So we get to preview a game that's tomorrow. And first of all, I know we talked about this a little bit last night, but we got to catch the end of that Lakers Clippers game and. I don't know about you guys, but like all the old feelings come back of just like tension and everything else. And I'm like, it made me both excited for the Nuggets, but also nervous for tomorrow.
That second half, I wanted to cry. I wanted to actually cry because that's how happy I was that we got opening night. We got two really good games.
Yeah, two really good
ones. The Jazz Pelicans game was really good as well. But I mean, when Paul George was knocking down threes, when he was going shot for shot with the guys in the Lakers, like, I wanted to cry. That's how happy I was that we got basketball back and we got a good game. So
I wanted to cry that the Lakers won. Although I did win like $100 off it on DraftKings. Oh, promo code DNVR.
I actually didn't win any money off of it. I grabbed the Clippers with like 3 minutes left when they were down by 7, knowing that they were going to close the gap.
Oh, you just at plus just had 800. A
well, yeah, I put $5 down. I would have won 50, and I lost my $5. I didn't win $50.
It was fun though, man, and it did. I'm telling you, I'm nervous about the Nuggets just because of you watch teams execute down the stretch, right? Like, and you're just like, God, man. I mean, well, Nuggets haven't even practiced.
You're nervous because like the Lakers and Clippers. Yes, they've had some guys out, but I mean, they've had their big guns together and practicing and scrimmaging. And the Nuggets just haven't. They just haven't been on the court together that much.
No, I mean, I literally don't know what the Nuggets look like.
I know, me neither. They could be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't look like anything we've seen. Like that. Yeah. Everything we've seen is just like a weird like facsimile. It's like a weird like.
For sure.
It's like a cosplay of the Nuggets.
There is something too, just like. Watching Kawhi last night, like LeBron clearly wanted to win that game. I mean, everybody wanted to win it.
Yeah.
But watching Kawhi and just how calm and collected, like they lost and he just kind of casually walks off the court. And I'm just kind of like, man, he has such a swagger and confidence. Mm. Like tomorrow, if the Nuggets lose, I'm going to be like, what the heck, man? Yeah. Like, oh no.
I just loved how locked in everything was. Like the game was the only thing that was being focused on.
I agree.
There were no extracurriculars, you know, in the arena or like anything else.
I will say down the stretch, I didn't miss the crowd noise. Like when it got
The fake crowd is like cool for ambiance, but
it's not.
To me, like when it's playing and like even the sneakers are like a little squeaky for my tastes. But I really do miss at the end when it's just like the arena is alive. It's like, and people are just losing their minds and like you can tell that it's affecting the game. Like, it's really going to be interesting
to
see.
Constant like roar behind the
I mean, you have like old weird white guys in the crowd like pointing at Paul George and telling him to F off and making him angry. Like, we don't have that. I want
to
be that.
We'll get used to it though.
That instead of the fake crowd, it was just like a set. Like, I don't need there to be a crowd.
I do.
Well, I do if there is a real crowd, but I don't need there to be a fake crowd to make me reminded of a crowd. I would almost rather they just had like cool graphics and this felt like it was being played on a spaceship, you know, like it
on
was
a Hollywood in a stage.
In a vacuum, if you,
you
know,
you want Space Jam is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get on it, Space Jam.
We have pictures of what? Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Actually, why don't we?
Yeah,
well,
let's
that's
throw
a great
it up.
Idea.
Let's throw it up.
Let's see. Do we have? Oh, look at this. Oh my God. I don't know who's more adorable, Brendan or the dog.
I'm going to go with the dog.
He looks way happier there than
I picked the dog.
Right he now. Does look a lot happier there than yeah. he would be right here.
Yeah,
he's never looked at me with those eyes.
I've never seen him with a genuine look of happiness, that's for sure.
We're now just realizing that Vote is actually miserable here with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, wait. Like
our prisoner in a
yeah,
lot
like
ways.
I'm looking at this right now. I'm like, where's the deep-seated contempt?
Yeah, it's not yeah. there.
It's
got
to be here somewhere.
So shouts to Maisie, the new member of the DNVR. She's a lifetime subscriber. It's really crazy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
She's born into it.
Not a big Nuggets fan, though. Big ass fan. But, you know, it's a good dog nonetheless.
Yeah. I've never seen Brendan smile with his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that might be the happiest I've ever seen.
I've seen him tell me to F off with his eyes. Yeah, like, pretty frequently.
Pretty frequently.
That better be his new profile picture.
So, the game aside, we can start talking about the Nuggets here. Harrison, I missed media availability today. You did not.
yeah.
What are, give us your top 10 takeaways from media availability?
Well, it's funny. Last night on the show, we were like, we don't really know who's playing. Yeah. Maybe we'll get some more clarity
today. It was all
today.
Clarified today.
No, nothing's really been clarified. We did not talk with Michael Malone today. He didn't speak with the media.
That's unusual.
I'm guessing he'll speak at shoot-around. If the Nuggets have one, which I think they will tomorrow. So actually, no, what am I saying? They're not going to have a shoot around. The game's at 11
a.m. It's at 11. A shoot around would be like 2 in the morning.
So no, we're not going to have any clarity.
Wow, that's great.
So we're not going to really have any clarity. Maybe there will be an injury report released tonight. That could be a thing. We'll see. But we didn't get any today. So Gary Harris, Will Barton, I don't know what their statuses are.
Do fans care about this? Like, I know we have so many other things going on and we're just excited, but in the comments, let me know if you care about this because it is... this whole bubble, I'm empathetic to all of the moving parts and yeah. this or that. Like, this isn't like a complaint about PR or anything, but it is, from a reporter standpoint, it is a little frustrating to be like, we're not going to know anything.
Well, I feel like
we're observers.
At this point, we should care. I mean, at this point,
we're
turning into the games, you know? Like, the games are what matter now.
We do, but I just don't know if, like, the fans care if they're like, you know what, when tip-off starts, that's when I know who's playing, and I don't,
yeah.
before that, I don't.
Oh, are the people watching this show? They care.
Yeah, they're
pretty
obsessive.
Let's see. I haven't, had any comments yet, but I'm going to go ahead and synthesize what I imagine, and they're going to say, yes, we care who's playing for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. So who spoke today?
Paul Millsap spoke, so he seems like he is good to go.
Okay, that's great.
Well, he only missed one game because he missed the coronavirus test. But no injuries or anything. PJ Composure in the bubble, practicing.
How'd he look?
Good to go for tomorrow. He looked good. This was probably actually the biggest news nugget to come out of today's media availability. PJ Dozier, how many pounds do you think he's put on over the course of the hiatus?
My favorite part, just quickly before we answer that, is that the story of the Nuggets is how many pounds they've lost or added.
I know. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah. It really, for this male form.
They are team muscle watch.
or team slim down. Yeah. Okay, so PJ Dozier, I would guess, has gained 200 pounds.
I would go with 8. That's a lot.
He said he's put on 15 pounds.
What?
During the 4-month hiatus.
15 pounds?
15 pounds. So and he credited it all to his mom's home cooking.
That's not good pounds at all, right?
Yeah,
she's
so
not
I don't
doing
know.
Like whey protein yeah, like, measured. And, yeah.
Is mom cooking up a
lean salmon
P90X?
So the Nuggets.
South Carolina.
The Nuggets weight is like a net. Probably even. Yeah. Jokic lost all this. Everybody else gained it.
Down 40. We got 15 with Compose. Yeah. What do we think Jamal added? 8, 10?
We need to make a graphic with a scale, and it has like Jokic lost on this side. And
yeah, yeah.
Gained.
I think Jokic has tipped the scales towards. There's
the
less
lost,
there's
yeah.
less nuggets available
there's
than there were previously.
There's
available.
Less nugget in the bubble.
this is pretty ridiculous. We're going to start off now by previewing tomorrow's game against the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the perfect opponent for the Denver Nuggets.
Record's
pretty comparable, right? We're talking about the Eastern Conference, Western Conference equivalents, I would say, of each other.
Yeah.
So first, just kind of broad stroke thoughts about this. I mean, do you think tomorrow's game is going to be more about the Miami Heat, meaning the matchup and those things, or about the Denver Nuggets and sort of like what they do?
For me, it's going to be about the Denver Nuggets because what Eric was just talking about. Look, see, you giving me that nod of affirmal. Like, that's all I need to write.
Me and Harrison are really locked in. We're locked in.
Yeah, we're in sync.
We're betting
right
the
here.
Same. We have the same outlook on life.
Yeah.
I assume
we're
we
dressing
have,
similar.
Yeah. I assume our Peloton times would be comparable.
Yeah. I think so, for sure. Yeah.
No, this is about the Denver Nuggets because we just haven't seen what they look like. And we might not even in this game, but I mean, like this we're gonna have to like we're gonna get a good idea of how locked in this team is right now. I feel like Jokic not really locked in over the three scrimmages. I'm very curious to see just how focused, to use your word, how focused he is in this game. I think that's gonna tell us a lot about this team. So
yeah,
I could really care less about the Miami Heat, to be honest.
Yeah, totally.
I'm totally concentrating on what the Nuggets look like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how else. Like, what else could you draw? I mean, we don't know what our team is. We just moments ago asked if anybody cared what the starting lineup was. We don't know what the starting lineup is.
I know it is. We don't know Gary Harris is going to play. We don't know if
you know
Michael
what's
Porter Jr. is going to play. I assume he will though.
It's going to be a man. I really hope we don't get like scrimmage vibes during this. I hope they turn on the juice. I know.
I mean, based on last night.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I hope that the Nuggets approach it with last night vigor, not scrimmage vibe vigor, and they just get blown out. And then, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe we need like
a full
Fraud City.
I love it. We went through 4 months off, and now we're back, and we remember the sports dread.
Yeah,
like, what if we're not good enough?
Yeah. Well,
what if nobody likes us?
We've really put a stake in the ground for the Denver Nuggets. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, for real. Can I tell you guys something, though, about last night? So I'm watching the Lakers-Clippers game, which was very good, and I'm on the timeline, as I tend to do. And I see everybody saying, all I want is a Clippers-Lakers conference final. Just, we deserve it. This year's been so hard. It's what the world needs. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? I'm now turning into the evil villain where I'm like, you know what? I hope the world is miserable. I actually want the Nuggets. I almost don't care if they even win in the conference finals. I want them to make it so everybody has to go, oh, the Nuggets ruined everything.
This is why sports rule, because it brings us all together to divide us more vigorously and angrily, but around things that don't matter.
Yeah.
But I definitely want the world to cry tears for LeBron. I want everyone to be like, we need more Lakers and less Denver Nuggets.
Oh, man.
I want all Denver
I want
Nuggets,
all of that.
All Nuggets. Yeah. I want Nuggets versus like the Nets.
I want Colin Coward.
They definitely win the championship against the Nets.
I want like 3 straight days of Colin Coward talking about how bad this is for the NBA, that it's the Thunder and the Nuggets in the conference finals. And everybody's like, well, is there something that could be done to really adjust this? And like,
we're going to need NBA sweeping rules changes.
Yeah. Has the NBA become too inaccessible to the coast?
Too inaccessible. That's the perfect line. Let's get meta about it too. Let's not just talk about it. So watching last night, it honestly brought out this what Nietzsche would call resentiment, which is a deep-seated hatred of your fellow man.
Resentiment.
Wow. I'm teaching you guys a little bit of it's actually a French word, which is weird.
Why is that weird?
What else would it be? Oh,
but,
same thing.
He just adopted it.
Yeah. I did have a question for you guys after watching that game last night. Do you think it's going to be difficult for teams to like flip the switch? Because it wasn't for the Lakers and Clippers, but they're kind of been in this bubble malaise. They've been down there for 3 weeks? And they've just been practicing a couple scrimmages.
Can you imagine? Man, if somebody has like literal bubble malaise, and that means that they've just been hanging out at the literal happiest place on earth, going down water slides, playing ping pong, and they're like, this sucks.
But it's like you're doing the same thing every day, seeing the same
people. I do the
people.
Same thing every day, and it sucks. But I can put on a happy face. Look at this. I'm ready to bring it.
Bubble malaise, real or fake?
I think it's real, actually. I actually do think it's real. Here's the thing I've been thinking about a lot, though.
Harrison and I are out of sync.
I think it's real, yeah.
Here's the thing I've been thinking about, though. Like, you're talking about veteran teams.
Yeah.
The Lakers and Clippers, very veteran. The Nuggets are. It was funny when we were – somebody texted me the other day, said, who on the Nuggets is married? And I said, well, Millsap. I think that's it. I don't think any other Nuggets are married. I didn't spend a ton of time on this, but the point is, like, think about the average team, to my knowledge, half the guys are going to be
isn't Gary
veteran? I don't think he is. Half of them are veteran aged to be, you know, married and have kids or this or that, and like the Nuggets are just, you know, they're all so young, and so I could see there being a little bit of bubble malaise, if you will. Maybe somebody heading out for some Lou Will pepper wings. I don't know. Hope
from Magic, the Magic Kingdom to the Magic City.
Yeah, super producer Allie, let's hit our first break here. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to preview the game in more detail by talking about taking some over-unders, a little prop bets, a Harrison Wind original prop bets.
Oh. I will have some thoughts on this, I'm sure, now that I'm a gambling professional.
Yeah, so the one of the greatest things about doing this show from the bar is I'm looking over, maybe this is a good and bad thing, but I'm looking over and I'm seeing a full bar stocked with
my God.
Literally every kind of Breck brew that
what
you could imagine.
What time was it?
12:30.
Okay, then it's open season. Let's go.
It's open season. Yeah, but you guys know we got every Breck brew down here at the DNVR bar. And you can also pick up the 15-can sampler. You can pick up the Jokic pack. Ooh. Also the Mile High City Copper Lager from Davidson's.
Is there a place I can just drive through and pick it up?
Like, it's Davidson's.
Online? Oh, wow.
Curbside pickup.
Unbelievable.
You can also get delivered from Davidson's.
Oh, my gosh.
But then you can also come to the DNVR bar.
That's even better.
CS, hoist one. Oh, a member-sized beer.
A member-sized beer.
A larger beer than you are expecting and then, frankly, that you are able to deal with.
It is rather large.
It's actually great. I'm telling you, the member bar is like one of the best parts of
it is. Well, yeah, and then
it's fun when you see somebody that's not a member just sipping
just
their
glare,
little beer and you just
glare at
them. No, you're not even glaring. You're just kind of like,
oh, we have different approaches.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. It's also great when the look on a member's face when he gets his first member beer.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like
incredible.
A child.
Yeah.
It's like
that Brendan Vogt smile, that's about the same.
It is
holding a member sized beer.
Yeah. We should Photoshop the dog out and a member sized beer in there. Can we get on that?
New dog, member sized beer. I don't know. Tough if you ask me. But yeah, you guys can get the Mile High City Copper Lager, the 15-can sampler from Davidson's, or your local liquor store. Also, of course, we have another WGT tournament coming up this weekend.
Make that immediately after the show.
That's probably what we're gonna do over these next 15 seconds.
I'm
make
deciding.
The WGT
we're gonna
tournament.
Decide the name of it right now. It's gonna be called the DNVR Bubble Open.
Okay.
We're gonna find the course that's closest to Florida. I don't know which one that is.
There's a lot. Tiger Woods has like 20 courses in Florida.
Well, I know that they exist.
I'm sure
the
there's
WGT
one in the game.
World.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's one.
How do we want to do it? Are we doing stroke
Pebble
play?
Beach is
or are we doing close to the hole?
Well, you know I'm a big stroke play guy.
Stroke play it is.
Let's go.
It's the Bubble Open. I'll see you in hell. Let's go.
To sign up for the Bubble Open, download WGT from dnvrgolf.com. Search for the DNVR3 Clubhouse. You'll be automatically entered into the tournament this weekend, as well as all of the other tournaments that we'll be doing over the next several months.
Yeah, and again, get in. Like, people that are in DNVR3 looking up longingly at DNVR and DNVR2, don't be a DNVR4, DNVR5. Like, who are these people?
Yeah, get in quickly.
So true. DNVR1, an OG. All right, so Harrison, you've created a couple props for us about this game tomorrow against the Miami Heat. Let's rally them off.
All okay. Right.
Actually, let's talk at each one in detail.
Let's start off with a bang here. Michael Porter Jr. minutes. Over under 21.5.
21.5. I'm going to go over. I think he plays a lot.
Wow.
I think, well, look, we have to look at the evidence here. I suspect not everybody's going to be available and healthy.
Yeah.
I suspect not everybody's going to be knocking down jumpers. Mm-hmm. I suspect Michael Porter Jr. is one of the best players on this team already, at least one of the best scorers. He's going to be in there. I wouldn't be surprised if he played 30 minutes tomorrow.
I'm going over as well. I set it around 21.5 because that's around what he played in the scrimmage. But I'm going over.
I'm going to go under. Gonna go under.
Oh my god!
Just a little bit, just a little bit.
What are the comments saying? What are people predicting? Tell us your theory. But
I just believe that there are more bodies involved. There's more, you know, like Torrey Craig is there, for example. Gary Harris is there, for example. You only play five players at a time.
People in the comments are suspecting there's a bigger agenda, would you say? cut the feed.
We've got one man saying, got to play him, yes. So you have people on your side.
There you go. You got to play him. I mean, if you want to win, and I suspect that the Nuggets do, or at least casually
interested. I'm not positive. I need to see.
No, but for real, though, I mean, is there any chance that Michael Porter Jr. starts tomorrow?
Yes. I predicted he's starting on last night's
show. If he starts,
he's
playing way more than 21 minutes.
Right. If Will Barton doesn't play, if Gary Harris doesn't play,
he's definitely over.
I don't know if those guys are playing. I'm just predicting for the heck of this talk that they're not. Yeah. Who else is going to start? You've got MPJ. You've got
Jeremy
Troy
Grant,
Daniels.
Maybe?
and you've got Torrey Craig.
Let me ask you this, Eric. In order, give me your top five Nuggets you're most excited to see play tomorrow. As individuals, not as a team.
Number one, Nikola Jokic.
Okay, interesting.
I would like to see him play like Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I've
not
so,
seen
yeah.
this. Number two would be Jamal Murray. Very excited for the ascension of Jamal Murray. Number three would probably be MPJ. I mean, he's just so tantalizing.
Yeah, he's very tantalizing.
So tantalizing. Number four would probably be...
We're going to ask you to go 1 through 16, FYI. So keep going.
So where am I at? I'm at four?
Yeah.
Number four would be... I want to see Gary Harris play, man.
Yeah.
You think he'll play?
I don't.
He probably won't play.
We haven't seen him in a single photo playing basketball.
I want to see Gary Harris play. I want to see Gary return to form. And number five is going to be Monte. I want to see Monte or Compose.
I have a wildly different list.
I have a wildly different list too.
I want to hear yours.
Number one by far is MPJ.
Whoa. Yeah, me too. No question.
It's by far. He's the number one storyline for the Nuggets. He's the guy who can put them in the Lakers and Clippers tier. He is by far the guy I'm most looking forward to seeing playing.
Yeah, number two.
Number two. Jamal Murray,
me
I
too?
Guess. Yeah.
Wow, you are out of sync.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Now that two of you are in sync.
Well, Jamal Murray looks so good in that first one, and he's just at that. Like, Jokic, I just know what we're going to get.
Don't you feel ashamed when you take a step back and realize how much you're taking Nikola Jokic for granted?
It's not that I'm taking it for granted.
Yeah.
I know he's going to be incredible.
That sounds like
I know I'm going to love watching him play.
Like, exactly how you would describe
it. Is.
You're like, I didn't buy her flowers because I know that she'll be there tomorrow anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. No, it's MPJ for me, and I think he'll play. Like
David
20,
East
23
wants to see
minutes
Black
a game.
I wouldn't hold that breath, David.
Yeah. Nikola Jokic assists 6.5.
Are you not going to finish your list? You're just going to do number one and two?
Oh, most excited players to watch? I thought that was just Eric going 1 through 16.
I thought you guys would be faster.
Number four.
We got to think about it. Three, Jokic.
Jokic is okay. Three. Number
same with
four.
Me.
Don't fill his list out for him.
Number four.
Just say Bol Bol. Move on with our lives.
Yeah, I'll go Bol
Bol. Same with me. We're at the same list so far.
Number five.
Number five. I don't know.
You have like an all
PJ Composure.
you have an all fan fiction list.
I know.
This
it
is like
true.
Full fan fiction list.
I don't really have a number five. They're
I feel
all
like everybody
even
else
you don't
on
even
the
have
Nuggets
a
is just.
Five.
A,
yeah.
Look, the Nuggets have so many. They have so many known commodities.
That's true.
So many known commodities. All
right, what's our next one?
So blasé about these Nuggets.
Nikola Jokic assists over under 6.5.
I would almost double that.
Oh.
I think it's going to be an assist-heavy night.
Wow.
You could just say over.
Over.
Okay.
6.5, I think he passes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, if the scrimmages are any indication, he's definitely in pass-first mode. Yeah.
But pass-first to the out-of-bounds time.
Such a downer.
Well, what do you – I mean, now that the two of you have formed a block here, I have to be the voice of reason here. That's going to go over. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Maybe I set these a little too low. Maybe I also set this next one a little too low.
Okay.
Bol Bol minutes, 0.5. Will Bol Bol play
so this
tomorrow
not
against
have
the
a
Heat?
Garbage time caveat, which I appreciate.
That's nice.
There is a
very sweet.
10% chance there's a garbage
very
time.
Very sweet. Are we in your vision here, are we in the good position of garbage time, or are we in the bad position?
I would say 6% chance bad, 4% good.
Not
that bad.
Okay. So 10% total?
Yeah, I think Denver wins close and loses big.
What's the
so.
Other 90%?
Well, that's that he just doesn't play at all.
Gotcha.
I am going to say yes. I actually think he gets in non-garbage time.
I agree. I think he plays significant minutes.
Significant?
Well, no. Not significant, like, meaningful minutes. Like he plays non-garbage.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's not playing 20 minutes.
I was going to say, he might play three.
Yeah,
he plays minutes that are significant to the outcome of the game.
I think he will play at least one meaningful minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
One meaningful minute.
At least.
I don't know if a minute can be meaningful, to be honest with you.
The last minute is pretty meaningful.
He will be on the floor for meaningful basketball.
Yeah.
I think he will play. Do I think he'll play?
When you said that, how did it feel?
It
like
felt,
a lie?
Well, you'll notice I tried to retract it the second it came out of my list.
Yeah.
So I kind of think he won't play.
Okay.
Now that I'm saying that.
I love that Eric's psychology is external right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I just got to hear it rattling around like, sawing through a pipe.
He's got the thousands of viewers on Periscope's views just filtering through his brain right now.
That's how it works.
Trying to decipher them all.
All right, what else?
Torrey Craig, three-pointers made. Over, under, 1.5.
Ever.
Over, under, 1.5.
Firing. I don't know if you remember last time. He came on fire, 5 of 5, and then 0 of 3.
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say over. Up. We have just lost ourselves. Okay, we're back. And we're back off. Oh, we'll just keep going. More audio at the moment.
Yeah, I'm over. Torrey Craig's done this thing each of the last 2 years where he gets red hot from three as the season goes on. He did it last year, and he was great in the playoffs. So
how many,
I'm going
what's
over.
The line?
Over under 1.5 made three-pointers.
Oh, that's going to be over. Oh, he shoots. Oh, okay. He, for sure. That's 100% over.
Okay.
You can take that one to the bank.
Okay.
I'm going to go over two, but I think it's two.
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like five.
That's all you need. That's all you need. Let's see. Jokic turnovers, over or under 4.5?
Whew, that's a great one. I'm going to go over, and I think it's okay. I think, okay. I think there'll be five turnovers.
Okay.
You know who doesn't worry about that? Jokic. Hmm. You know who does? Michael Malone.
Michael Malone. And me, Eric Weedham. I worry about that, too. Does Jokic's loosey-goosey play travel into and continue into these eight games? That's the real question here. Does he tighten up?
Yes, but not first game. That's my opinion. I think he does, but the first game, there's going to be a little bit of that. I don't think he's going to have the wraparound pass to the face.
I'm going to go over. I think he's a little loosey-goosey.
4.5. I'm going to go under. I'm going to say he has four. I think he's going to tighten it up enough to where he has four.
Okay. All right.
This is actually a good one to follow with. Michael Malone rage timeouts.
Oh, wow.
It's actually equal to the amount of turnovers.
Over or under... I'm actually going to make up this line in my head. Over under 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah, we're going to get
They're going to be two, but they're both be for MPJ.
Oh.
I think we're going to get three. We're going to get one probably after 6 minutes or so in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to get one right after halftime.
Okay.
Right after. Oh, to start the third? Like Nuggets blow an 8-point lead in 1 minute.
We're going to get one. Yeah, the Reggie Miller. We're going to get one midway through the fourth quarter. I'm going three.
Three rage timeouts.
I'm going to say we get zero. Zero rage timeouts.
Wow.
Can't hear the – You guys, it's funny watching at home. These mics are so incredible because it's literally a jackhammer.
It is.
Sometimes it's
unbelievable. I can hear Harrison a little bit, and I sound like this a lot of that.
Oh man! All right, let's see what we got here. PJ composure minutes. Had to throw
under,
this one in there.
Under.
Over under. 5.
Under.
And a half.
I just can't. Even in garbage time, I don't think he would play. He just
arrived. No. Yeah, like Monte will get those minutes,
but he's practiced. Twice.
Yeah, but Monte is going to get those minutes.
I think he could go over.
I mean, how many are we playing with the same number of minutes that we always do for a game?
48, yeah.
Seems like we're dishing out quite a few minutes.
Can I tell you guys, it's because we haven't watched him in a while. I was watching Noah Vonleh, who we've all talked about, is like, could be a third center. And I'm just like out on him after a few of these preseason games. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I have this worry.
Don't
PJ.
Say it. Don't.
I have a
don't
worry.
What
Look, I'm telling you, PJ, I for real believe, right? For PJ, I really love, but I'm worried that we're gonna get him in the bubble, and it's gonna be like, oh yeah, he can't shoot. That's right.
Well, we know he can't shoot.
Yeah, but if it's like that's the thing that you notice, not the all. You know how it is.
I mean, I've already noticed that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hope I'm wrong. PJ composure. He needs some PJ exposure.
Jamal Murray points over or under
over.
20. 24
whatever
and
it is, over.
A half.
Over.
24 and a half.
Oh,
24
under.
And a half. He pretty much had that in 23, 24 minutes in the scrimmage.
Give me the over.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under, too.
I'm going to go under. I think he's going to have a solid game, but
24
and a half
he can have a solid game by scoring 22, 23 points.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over because he's going ham.
Oh, man.
Ham.
I'm ready for him to go ham.
Here's a good one. Jeremy Grant minutes played at small forward. I don't know if we're going to have any way to quantify
this. I don't
think
he'll play any moments at small forward.
Nice. We're back, baby.
We're back.
I put it at 0.5, so will he play any minutes at small forward?
I'm gonna go up way over. I'm going to go all the way up to 1.
Wow.
Yes, he will play at small forward.
Yeah.
I have no insight on that.
I think he will because – they're playing Jimmy Butler.
He might start.
He might start, man.
There's a chance he starts at small forward tomorrow night.
It's funny because I remember when I asked Michael Malone about that.
I do.
And he was like pretty strong in saying we just did that out of necessity.
Yeah.
And then he like circled back and was like, yeah, well, we could.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think they could too. If they're playing Kawhi Leonard, maybe if they're playing Jimmy Butler, he's playing small forward.
Yeah. If you're going to beat the Clippers, can you imagine the Nuggets beating the Clippers without him playing small forward?
No.
Me neither. So why don't we get the monkey off our back and put him out there on one of the players who's one of the best facsimiles for Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
They're very similar players.
Very similar.
Throw him out there and see how it works. See how your team reacts. Let's do how it. The offense looks. Get a little used to it. I'm all for this.
Torrey's going to be on Jimmy Butler.
Do you feel good about that?
Yeah.
I feel better about Jeremy Grant.
I feel better about Jimmy Grant, too.
I don't know. I mean, what? I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah, we got to see. I mean, those are both good defenders. I wouldn't feel bad about either one.
Well, let's hit a quick break. On the other side, though, we have a couple more of these, right?
We got some more.
We got a couple more, and so we'll wrap up with that. And then we have a little video we made that we'll do a little send-off because we've had some fun these 4 months.
We have, haven't we?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, we have the green screen working.
Oh, what is it? Oh, do we have vote? Oh.
Don't get too excited.
It's a comparison. Oh my God. Look at that. See, I wouldn't have guessed it was that large.
Actual size to scale.
This is why you have to come into the DNVR bar, because you could drown your dog inside your beer.
That's incredible. I'm more just alarmed by how tiny.
What kind of beer is that? That looks like a strawberry sky. That looks like a strawberry sky.
Yeah, that's a Copper Locker. Come on, man.
It's
a
Mile High City, bro. Come on, be cool.
As we know, guys, the 22 teams are down at Disney World. They're eating good. They're golfing. They're bowling.
How rigid this one is. Let's read.
They're golfing. They're bowling.
That's right.
They're fishing.
Is Kale live on location? Yes. Oh, okay. Sweet. We do. Super producer Kale is live on location. We're going to have to cut to him after.
All right,
break.
We will. It's pretty crazy. Did you guys see the scoop? This is like the least surprising scoop ever, but the NBA stocked the Disney World lakes with fish. So there'd be an ample amount of fish for the NBA players to catch.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But anyways.
I'm a better fisherman than I would guess. Almost everybody has had that bubble.
You think that you possess?
I know that I am.
I mean, I can remember every single time I've been fishing. It has not been that many. So you've got me.
When I think about going fishing, I just like 85% of my feelings are just icky. Everything's icky. You put a worm on a hook, it's icky. And you grab that fish, it's all slippery.
Bougie ass Eli over here.
I look at this guy over here. My goodness.
And then I look and I have dirt
this
under my fingernails.
Is too hot.
It's just too cold. It's just icky. It's just not for me.
Well, anyways, to celebrate the return to basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. Bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. I'm taking Philly over the Pacers.
Dude, that's the lock.
So is Eric.
That's the lock.
I don't know. We'll see if Oladipo plays. I feel a little less certain about that.
Oh, but it's going to be Embiid. I mean, the Pacers are always having to decide if they're going to be a Sabonis or a what's their other
Sabonis
type?
Out.
I know.
So they already have the answer.
Yeah. Miles Turner.
That's right. Miles Turner. I feel like Embiid will clown Miles Turner.
Well, he will.
Yeah, he will.
He will.
Right. That's a great take. That's
that was my whole thought process. Yeah,
that's a great take.
All right, they are a lock, guys. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DNVR when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing.
These odds boosts are insane. You almost can't lose. I'm telling you, you just have to open up the app.
Just you can definitely lose.
I couldn't lose on the bet I made last night. I could not lose.
Oh, yeah. No,
sometimes the odds boost,
there are some.
You can finagle the odds boost.
I had 5-1 odds on the Lakers, so I won $100 because they won. But then I just put $20 on the Clippers money line.
With the odds boost.
Without the odds boost, just regular because they were the underdog. So no matter what, I would either make $12 or $100. Made $100.
I don't know if that math checks out, but
I'm telling you it checks out. Download DraftKings.
Yeah, no, there are sometimes
they're
overlaps.
Doing this because they want you to get on.
They do want you to
they're
get
trying
in.
To sucker you in.
This is the time. This is the time to like
take advantage.
Yeah, the soil is fertile. You should go out and absolutely reap the rewards because they do. They want you to feel good and get in. I feel good.
I feel very good. And I'm in as well.
Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, let's get back. Actually, before we finish, is our correspondent, is he available? Okay, guys, this is crazy because I really would have liked to have covered the game in the bubble. I know you would have as well, Harrison, but instead we sent Kale.
Why did we send Kale?
Well, you know, it was cheaper for children.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, we just put
him in a duffel bag.
We did. So can we go to the bubble now and speak with Kale?
Yes, I am here in the bubble.
Oh, wow.
We hear you, Kale. We hear you.
So in the bubble.
Yeah, we can hear you. So just can you tell us, man, what's the vibe like around the Nuggets today? Have they there's no – it's just a brick wall behind you. It's really weird. I can't tell.
No, it's gone.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Can you what's the vibe like around the Nuggets right now, Kale?
So the vibe around the Nuggets today is very game-centric. They're very focused, but they're trying to take a little bit of time off to relax before they go into full basketball mode. So I was told there was a group fishing trip today where there might be some special prizes for whoever catches the biggest fish in
what,
the
you get a
lakes.
Play in the game tomorrow if you catch a fish?
Just trying so hard to catch a fish.
Dives in there, gets it with his hands.
If MPJ catches the biggest fish, he will play real minutes.
First five players to catch a fish, that's who you're starting.
Kale, I have a question. Have you hurt your little tum-tum by eating too much cotton candy down there?
It's not the cotton candy. It's the Disney World churros, and yes.
Oh, man. Big fan of the churros, not going to lie. This is great. So we actually have Kale on the show because when we go live starting tomorrow, live right here from hopefully the Winner's Lounge. Could be a Loser's Lounge, but hopefully the Winner's Lounge.
Don't even put that evil out there, man.
This is
the Winner's Lounge,
This
man.
Is the Winner's Lounge. Harrison's actually going to be on the conference call doing actually real work where we're messing around. He's going to be, you know, interviewing the players after the game and the coaching staff. But he'll report live from Disney World.
Yeah.
And
flying down there tonight.
It's crazy. Are you in the yacht club?
No, I'm in the Marriott, actually. Marriott on grounds.
That's tough.
Got to get my Marriott points up.
Kale, one last question. Do you have any thoughts about the situation with the NBA in China and just how some, you know, how it's going? Oh, cut the feed.
Yes, I have lots of thoughts.
Oh, God. All right, let's get back. Thank you so much, Super Producer Kale.
I got to be honest. I don't know if that was worth the money we spent to send him down there for just the one question.
It really wasn't a very
I hope we get more out of the reporter on scene.
We just asked what
the
vibe was and if he had a tummy ache.
All right, let's wrap up this preview here. What else?
All right,
let's
get into some Miami Heat player props here. Duncan Robinson made 3-pointers. Over, under, 3.5.
I'm going on over. That's like the best. Outside of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, I think he's the best shooter in the NBA.
I think in the bubble, he is the best shooter.
Him or J.J. Redick, I would say.
Like, I'd take him.
Yeah. I might too.
Yeah.
I hope Joe Harris doesn't hear you talk like
that. Oh, my God. That's so true. How could you betray your boy?
Yeah. So I will go over as well. The Nuggets don't defend the three.
Three-point defense is
that
well very,
either.
It's a big issue of concern.
Yeah. Let's see here. Jimmy Butler points over under 21.5.
Yeah, I'll go over as well, especially if I'm going to say MPJ is going to play a lot. I have to say that Jimmy Butler's going to score a lot.
I think Jimmy's going to realize he's like on a big stage and like go for it. He's a little bit of a showman, that
Jimmy. He's looking to make a statement, for sure.
The Nuggets kind of – they don't get the prime time, but they are the only game on at their own time slot. So
wow. They're yeah, I would say that they are absolutely not prime time.
Yeah, they're the matinee. They're the matinee.
Yeah, I think I think Butler's going to get like
– before. They're pre-matinee.
Yeah.
11 o'clock?
I think Butler's going to get like 23. Half of them will come from the free throw line.
Yeah.
Who scares you more, guys? Who scares you more in this matchup, Jimmy Butler or Andre Iguodala?
Oh, my God. A gentleman that retired and then came back, or a guy that is able to move entire franchises by his presence? I'm going to go Jimmy Butler.
I'm gonna go Iguodala.
Of course you are.
It hurts more when he? It just always seems like he makes shots against the Nuggets.
Oh, get
like,
out
he's
of
gonna
town.
Be in the corner knocking those down. It's gonna
out,
be like, oh,
Iguodala. Oh man, if he like picks MPJ's pocket and then just like gets a breakaway dunk.
Remember we played him this year and Jamal Murray clowned him, put him on his backside and then hit a jump.
Yeah, but
Jimmy Butler, you're right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Iguodala wasn't. He was not even on the Heat when that game happened, though, right?
No, was that against the Heat?
Was or it, Memphis.
Or was it
no,
Memphis?
He didn't play for Memphis.
Yeah, so it must have
been the Heat. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
We're going to get another one.
I think you might have made that up, but you know what? It's a cool memory.
Okay. Who scares you more, Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero?
Duncan Robinson. Tyler Hero is like he seems like a real tool, man. Like he has one of the most punchable faces in all of the NBA.
Wow.
Doesn't he seem like
God, we need to get an index of punchable faces.
He's like
Tyler Hero.
A full Tyler Hero. That might be the scale.
Number one.
That might be number one.
Well, I guess you just said he didn't have the most punchable face. I guess I would put him at number
one.
Who
has the least punchable face?
the least. Like that,
Jared Dudley?
No, Nikola Jokic, our beautiful baby. Yeah, who would punch so him?
Nobody. You couldn't. Yeah. You actually couldn't physically do it.
Yeah, Mark, the Gasol brothers also very unpunchable.
So that's not, fair. So
just,
not
just nice humans, you
yeah,
know?
That's so true. Not menacing at all.
Last over under that I've got here. Nuggets wins tomorrow. 0.5 over under.
Wow. I'm gonna take the big over. I'm going 2.
I hate to say it. I'm gonna go under.
This show does suck.
Doesn't mean the sky's falling. The Nuggets are a little disheveled.
Are they even disheveled? They're just like unassembled.
Michael Malone seems like, you know, in a group project, there's the one person that does all the work, and then everybody does.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that did all the work, but nobody else turned anything in, and he's getting ready to go to class. And he's just like, this is going to be a disaster. Nobody's studied up.
Yeah.
I know my part, but I know these assholes don't know their part.
And then you show up, and it's better than you think. It's better than you thought. And you're like, why was I so worried? Yeah. Why was I so worried? That's going to be you tomorrow. Right. Why was I so worried?
Well, if it's me, it's going to be Malone as well. I can't wait for it.
I keep it real on this show. I keep it 100, as you guys know.
Wow,
so 100. The Mara
shows up in the sandals. The wind Mara's block.
It needs to be broken up. I need vote back immediately. This is terrible.
Vote has a puppy. He's going to be so optimistic.
That's true.
Yeah. I am going to take them to lose tomorrow. I am going to take the Nuggets to lose tomorrow. I predicted this when I made my 8-seeding game predictions. I had the Nuggets going 6-2 with losses to the Heat and Clippers. I'm standing by that prediction.
I don't want to discuss my gambling interests again. But.
But you do have a few bets on this one. Before we wrap up the show, producer Allie, we have a video, guys. This last 4 months they've been special to us. Let's be honest. Before we play it. We opened up a bar the day everything closed down. Literally the day.
Did we open a bar?
We did. We kind of did.
We came into a bar and then locked it.
We raised the bar, yeah.
No one could come into it.
We also, you know, we launched a sports company in a season when the sports ended. We did a bunch of things that, you know, the timing was a little bit off, but we made it through this last 4 months, and I believe we're going to continue to make it and continue to rise. In large part because our audience is incredible, the people are incredible, but the stuff that we did, the producers in the room, the people on the show, we're just very proud of it. So we want to look back at the last 4 months from the show when it was created. In fact, if you want a funny thing, go back and look at the first episode of the show.
It's not great.
It's not even. It's so different, and this has just grown over time, and I'm proud of what it has. So let's take a stroll down memory lane here. If we might.
All right. Well, hey, guys, what else is going online these days? Let's find out, shall we? Together.
How many points per game did Michael Malone average his senior year?
Oh, my God. The craziest thing, I've actually written this in an article.
That's not that crazy. I had $5 on you knowing this off the top of your head.
First item up, a Greg Popovich Chinese playing cards.
We've had enough of D-Lo.
Anthony Carter is the biggest scapegoat in Denver Nuggets history. Unbelievable. Cool or uncool, Pat Riley here.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm gonna get so much hate for this.
Oh, God.
They're overrated.
Okay. All right. We had fun while she was here.
All right. LeBron James.
Nope.
I have to get that one in there once. Come on.
Of course, that's ridiculous.
That is asinine. It's acid 10. That's an absolutely ridiculous
day. Is there no more to talk about?
I don't know if there's no more to talk about, but we can just show the graphics. I think we have to.
Bubble Food Corner with Harrison Wind.
Luke Walton.
Yep.
Yeah. Josh, I just love the idea that there's somebody on earth that's pro Luke Walton and anti LeBron James. Barcelona has reopened their opera house with a performance to 2,292 plays. Is this a possibility for the NBA in the bubble?
How is this not The Onion? That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm not even joking, guys. Like, you know, it's been 2 hours, I guess, since we talked to him. Not kidding. I feel like my life, there was before today's press conference and after today's press conference.
Yeah.
I feel like a whole new person.
The Denver Nuggets put this graphic up today, Bench Mob, which I was like, yeah. And then I looked at the Bench Mob and I was like, who? Are these the Nuggets?
If you like redo your plants, they're supposed to grow faster, right?
So your point is that this is for the benefit of the plants.
Oh my goodness. Is that what do we have here? It's Serbian Corner with the homie Miroslav. You guys know him. He's been on the show most of these Fridays. So let's welcome him on into our show. Welcome in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Three, two, one, go.
Let me ask, you know how, like, in beer pong, if you're a couple beers deep, you suddenly...
Yeah, but...
I know how in beer pong you think you are better.
Ah, Jesus! God! Oh, terrible!
Can you guys see all the Vanilla Porter Jr. I just got on my parents' ceiling above
I
me?
I do.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, the memories. Oh, there we are. Hey.
Wow. That was great.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, the memories were
that
great.
That was awesome.
That
man.
Really was awesome, man. I mean, you can make fun all you want. You know what? This show's been a lot of fun. I think it's getting better. And I'll tell you what. So people are curious now. The going forward, here's what our schedule is going to look like. We're live after every game.
Yep.
Every game from now until the end of the season. The DNVR staff will have a post-game show. We hope it's your post-game show. We hope you join it. We're going to have all kinds of cool features that we'll be adding over time to make this show as much fun as the DNBA show has been. We'll have DNBA episodes on off days when there's nothing else going on. You know, Winner's Lounge, Loser's Lounge, very similar to DNBA. Let's be honest. They're not that different. Pretty similar.
We'll be talking about the Denver Nuggets every day.
Yeah. But then we'll also have some of our regular podcasts. So I'll be doing notebook episodes on occasion. So the return to some of those. We'll probably have some interviews and different things like that. So it'll be a mix of everything. The DNBA show isn't going away. It's just not going to be every day.
Right.
It's going to be different types of podcasts, but always going to be live. So make it part of your routine. Tune into us. Hang out with us. Join the Discord, the DNVR Lounge. When you're a member, you can hop on the show and be with us. Tell us your thoughts. We want the post-game shows to involve you, so let us know your thoughts as we go.
Yeah, I do got to say, though, shout-out to all the guests that we had on over the last 4 months. I mean, we had pretty much everybody on from the Denver Nuggets community.
Yeah.
Everybody from Altitude, so many different writers from The Athletic.
Mile High Sports.
Yeah, The Post, Mile High Sports. We had everybody on. Also people from, you know, just like NBA Twitter. So that was a lot of fun. Thanks to everybody who came on, and, I mean, the listeners – the viewers, we couldn't do it without you guys. That's what kept the show going.
The outro music.
Shout out to you guys for staying with us.
And so also, finally, a shout out to the people you don't see, except for Kale you saw earlier, unfortunately. But the people you don't. Oh, Allie can say hi here. She turned the camera around. Look at our beautiful production crew back there.
They get 1 minute. Look at them.
Allie Monroy, Guy Cassavan, Kale Sorbo. Terrific work to make this thing, to make this engine run. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Tomorrow night, we got the bar. It's already sold out. So if you don't have your ticket already, we social distance here at this bar.
Just don't worry about it.
But every game, we're going to have the game on here. This is the reason for the DNVR bar. The Denver Nuggets are always on every TV when you get here. So it should be great.
Green Mountain Dental still has this awesome deal going for DNVR listeners, and I swear to God, guys, this might be the coolest deal, the coolest perk that listeners of our podcast have taken advantage of and continue to take advantage of, because Green Mountain Dental Group, they've had to dip into their reserves on their Sonicare toothbrushes. So many of you guys have been going there and getting your teeth cleaned and been walking out of there with a Sonicare. They've had to step their orders up, so keep doing it. They'll keep giving them away. You guys can get a free Sonicare toothbrush, which usually retails at like $50 to $75, so it's a great value. You'll have it for a long time. It'll lead to healthier teeth and a healthier mouth. But you can get that Sonicare toothbrush from Green Mountain Dental Group. All you've got to do is schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam.